this country has ever seen. Two centuries later, the Banner sisters, Louisiana natives, are now the first black owners of the historic house and the four-acre plantation it sits on, right in the River Parishes, just 30 miles north of New Orleans.
I know that she is really proud.
U.S. troops and local militias stopped the rebellion.
They were executed and their heads were chopped off, placed on pikes along the river as a symbol of this is what happens to you when you fight for freedom.
The sisters, using their nonprofit, the Descendants Project, to try to preserve the history of this place and to protect the health of the people who live along the 85-mile stretch of land that sits on the banks of the Mississippi River, dubbed Cancer Alley. The area is surrounded by almost 200 industrial facilities from Baton Rouge to New Orleans, spewing emissions linked to cancer in the region. According to the EPA, those who live here are 95% more likely to get cancer compared to the rest of the nation. The EPA under President Biden called for the plants to reduce toxic emissions linked to cancer. Woodland Plantation is wedged inside the so-called chemical corridor.
The plantations provide three things that they need: large access to land, access to water, as well as an accommodating political system.
Joe is referring to zoning laws that changed in Louisiana in the 1980s and 90s, changing residential lands into industrial sites. Just this year, Human Rights Watch said authorities have failed for decades to protect locals from industrial pollution and uphold federal safety standards, making it the largest concentration of fuel plants in the Western Hemisphere. The Banner sisters are currently in the legal battle to stop Greenfield, Louisiana LLC, a massive grain facility proposed in their backyard, saying it would do more harm than good, with the addition of more truck and boat pollution from added traffic and industry in an already vulnerable region. But Chad Roussel, a TSA employee and volunteer firefighter who can trace his family's lineage in the area back several generations, welcomes the economic benefits the facility is expected to bring.
They have talked about giving the younger folks a fair chance that, you know, the older folks have gotten. Most of them have worked and retired from industry.
In a statement to ABC News, Greenfield says in part, the project will provide thousands of good-paying, environmentally sustainable jobs for local residents who have long sought such opportunity. Farmers can and should coexist with efforts to preserve and celebrate the rich history and cultural heritage of the West Bank.
But it's just like, I'm going to give you a job and you can just job away all of your problems.
Black people in the area fought for the Union Army during the Civil War, returned after being emancipated, and then pooled resources to buy the same lands where they once were enslaved.
That's why we have the Descendants Project, because we're still influenced by that fight.
Faith Abube, ABC News.
And we do want to point out the UN has called the health risks suffered by the predominantly black population in that area due to the proliferation of industrial plants, environmental racism, and the state of Louisiana. And the state's Department of Environmental Quality did not immediately return ABC News' request for statements. So many thanks to Faith for that report.
Thank you for listening.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly,
Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WRCT in sound from way out.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your radio, your FM radio, WRCT.org on your web browser, your FM web browser. Anyway, it is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things going on in Pittsburgh. Sorry, this song in the background is very distracting. The Steel City Squares host monthly square dances, including one on May 11th. Dances are beginner and family-friendly traditional Appalachian squares with a live band and caller. No experience is necessary because all dances are taught. Doors and a potluck and an open old-time jam start at 7. Dances start at 8. Things start at the Shiloh Center, which is at 3832 Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville. And you can find out more information about all this stuff by either checking out the Steel City Square Facebook page or sending some email to squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. Liberty Magic presents History of Magic Part 1, a sketch comedy show featuring magic singing, stage combat, sideshow, and more to satirize magic from its birth in 2700 BC all the way up to the modern day. The show is written by and starring two performers who happen to be chaotically good friends and partners in crime, Hayden Alcorn and Nathan Fan. They have performed separately on TV shows, cruise ships, and stages across the globe, and are uniting to perform a show that they've been working on for over 5 years. History of Magic happens at Liberty Magic through May 12th. Liberty Magic is at 803 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. More information is available at trustarts.org. Like I said, distracting. 937 Liberty Gallery presents Wavy Wednesday, Where Did Your Christ Come From? The second solo exhibition of Pittsburgh-based artist and muralist Kamara Towns, known professionally as Wavy Wednesday. Presented as part of the fulfillment of Towns' Master of Fine Arts degree at West Virginia University, the exhibition provides visitors with the lens to witness a black woman's navigating higher education at WVU. The show is on display through June 2nd at 937 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. Again, more information available at trustarts.org. And you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music and perhaps have a bite to eat and a something to drink. Any something. I don't know. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's north side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call at 412-321-1834. Other live music happening in our fair city tonight. The Greer Cabaret Lounge is hosting the Pittsburgh Guitar Pact. Stage AE is hosting Say Anything, along with AJJ and greet death. The Glenn Miller Orchestra will be at the Byam Theater. Chastity will be at the Roboto Project. Adam Miller will be at Club Cafe, along with Tim Vitullo. Government Center is hosting R.A.P. Ferreira, along with Cavalier. Mr. Smalls is hosting Obituary, along with Frozen Soul and Vicious Blade. Big Something will be at Thunderbird, along with the Rees Brothers. On Thursday, Boundaries will be at Preserving Underground, along with Orthodox, Kayonashi, and No Cure. Every time I see that, I keep hoping that it's the Spanish Orthodox, but I suspect that it's the Kentucky Orthodox. Oh, well. Roboto Project is hosting Hit Like a Girl, along with the Stone Roses. Probably not those Stone Roses. Robbie Folks and Scott Miller will be at Club Cafe. Exis Sova will be at Government Center, along with Lawjaw and Vague Plot. Mr. Smalls is hosting They Might Be Giants for night one of three. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that those nights are probably all sold out. Pittsburgh Winery is hosting Act Casual, along with Giants Causeway. Weekend Friends will be at Spirit Lodge, along with Pet Sitter and TV's Norm. Chest Fever will be at the Thunderbird. On Friday, I Swallow Ghosts will be at Remedy, along with Cokeworks, Motion Sick, and Midnight Lights. ESG, Mall Zog, A Pup Named Rosie, Sea Robo Dragon, Maiden, Appalachian Catboy, Rain Clash, and Glow Tree will all be at a huge cleaner tapes party at Club Pittsburgh. Rated I is having an album release show at Brillo Box. They're playing along with Dark Money, Love Ethnic, and Aconitum, another band whose name that I have trouble saying because my mouth is dumb. I have dumb mouth syndrome. Social Distortion is at Stage A, along with Bad Religion. Ong Face will be at the Poetry Lounge, along with the Orange, with the County Conservation District. Los Straight Jackets will be at Club Cafe, along with the Suitcase Junkets. They Might Be Giants, back at Mr. Smalls. Gene Stovall and Friends will be at the Pittsburgh Winery, along with Stretch Zeno. Ghost Note is at Thunderbird. Part to Boy 69 is at Spirit Hall, along with Sivigo. Paul Fleetwood, C. Scott, back-to-back with Pittsburgh Track Authority. On Saturday, Patonka Tonk is at the Vietnam Veterans Pavilion in Shenley Park. That starts at 1 p.m. and goes until, I think they kick everybody out of the park at 11. So, go. Secrets will be at Preserving Underground, along with Colorblind, Glasslands, and Unwell. Soul Sessions are happening at the August Wilson Center, featuring Fred Hammond. Dent May is at the Club Cafe, along with Jimmy Whispers. Griffin Handshake is at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls, along with Trust, Eye Candy, and Porters. Pet Sitter Les Paul and Twin Lakes will be at the Government Center. They Might Be Giants are wrapping it up at Mr. Smalls. Scott Lacey and Justin Fabus will be at the Pittsburgh Winery at the Cahoney Concept, along with Sweat and Melt will be at the Thunderbird. And let's see, Dogmeat, King Sands, Gina Gori, and Histrionic will be at Remedy. Oh, and Tyler Cassidy is having an album release show at Con Alma. That's a 5:30 start time, so you know. Don't assume rock time. I believe we will wrap things up there. If you, your band, your artistic event, your social engagement, if you'd like your information included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. Radio-calendar@wrct.org is the place to send that. While I am talking at you, I should talk at you and tell you that during these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking sites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant. Most are waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life and a liver. Matchingdonors.com. This is Celestine. You are listening to WRCT, your favorite radio station. There's a band called Glassing. Their new album is called From the Other Side of the Mirror. There's a song called Nothing Touches You. I'm severely irked that I was unable to go see them when they played in town not that long ago. Dumb. Go to see bands. Don't go to work. Thumos before that with Hermocrates. Hello, I am Bill Orted. They have a new album out called Atlantis. As far as I know, you can only get it on their Bandcamp site, although I suppose other digital platform type places might also have it. King Woman before that with Ruse. We started off with Celestin doing Famine off of the later LP. So that's all I have to tell you. This band's called Convulsing. Yeah.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
Lives, Mr. Morgan.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your radio, All That Jive. That's a band called Nothing Is Real. A song called We've All Lived Bad Lives. I'm not sure where else that song has appeared, but I found it on a compilation called Mind Over Metal 4, Volume 1, the latest edition of the benefit album that Cave Dweller Records has been putting out for, 4 years now. It is a benefit album that raises money for NAMI and Mental Health Europe. NAMI is... What does NAMI stand for? I don't remember. One second. National Alliance on Mental Illness. Acronyms. I do not understand them. Each year they've been putting out a 2-volume set that you can get and put your money towards a good cause, plus get a whole bunch of metal. Go to the Cave Dweller Bandcamp site and you can find things. Let's see. Before Nothing Is Real, you heard Verburis with The Emptying of God. We started off with Convulsing. His new album is called Perdurance, and that was a song called Shattered Temples. I should tell you that all this fine music is brought to you in part by the fine folks at Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors, although not usually all at the same time. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh. There's one in Oakland. There's one in Squirrel Hill. There are many other ones.